Kitty cat. Hi, kitty. What you doing? Pretend you have food and go slow. Kitty cat. Kitty cat. Kitty cat. Okay, well, at least he came to you.
So this one, so basically you can modify size wearing, I'll say like wearing a mini skirt, and have his eye open. Okay, let's see what they give to me. I'll do realistic. So basically we want some picture like this. Like how this.
Mm-hmm.
So basically like this is a photo version, we want to have a video version of this. So
mm-hmm.
I can go to do like, I saw like a video of a cat rolling around, I can see, have a cat jump, with a fur, like
Are we doing,
like,
are we outsourcing this processing, or are we
So we are, it's completely complicated, a lot of editing is like a smaller model, it's like you don't need a whole diffusion model to do the editing. You normally do the editing image space and then do the animation back in video space. Like some, there are other things like depending on what's your prompt, it's like look through a space. Like basically like you saw like a coffee shop, you want to like turn right in a space or something. That part where kind of like doing it ourselves right now with Dolphin's plotting.
Yeah.
Because it's smaller, and so we rush the prompt between different existing model APIs and the self-host endpoint, our smaller model features, and also some of those we lift to 3D back to 2D, or some of those is we keep it in the image space and add in that frames, and then like redo the animation.
Seems like you're definitely going to need another messaging queue and scalability for that, because it's to me, it's basically just this same asynchronous process again. Because then you gotta like store it and then server back to the user in chunks.
Yeah, something basically like anything you can. So I don't really use remix as skills like to other. We're just going to be editing and like remix. Like a remix is you're mixing some assets. Editing is you directly put command. It's like I can see, I can remix. So I can see two video I like. I can upload. I can see a video. I can upload a photo of a skirt of like this cat wearing this skirt.
Oh, interesting. I mean, from a feature standpoint, I understand kind of where it came from. And then a lot of these extra features. I mean, this is just a super duper basic, simple uploading video platform. There is going to be literally multiple layers going down of like every single cool thing that you're effectively describing.
We may not launch all the features because we're going to launch some small gimmick feature at the beginning, so we'll try it like more and more. Because like to train, if you want to train our old video foundation model, we need a lot more money. So like we need,
yeah, I imagine. But you'll have I believe. Other than that, I don't think there's too much else. I mean, like you mentioned, and we can go over regarding this area. I would just need your information about this new area of like extra processing that y'all do. I can look in the Python files to know kind of where those.
I need to fill you in on that because I also only recently got more like working video features.
Right.
I can fill you in that asynchronously.
And then seeing where we have now and then where we plan on going, that way I'll be able to determine which ones are going to be isolated pods that scale up and down and which ones need their own independent messaging queue. Because this guy can send it to, you know, not just encoding and media, but he can send it to like 10 different other services. Like, it's just a giant bus station with like a bajillion different trains, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's I can handle that. I just would love to know, like all the extra sort of features.
I think like there could be like a router or somewhere here, depending on the command. Because it's not just video, there's some.
Yeah, that's what the app server is going to handle.
Yeah,
like you have upload video, then you have like 10 or 15 different, you know, endpoints that do all those things.
Yeah,
and then
so
we'll
an endpoint, yeah.
Yeah, and that all happens here. But I just wanted to be extremely simple for this part because I didn't know what other fancy things, y'all were doing. Which I'm glad that I've told me already that it's actually, instead of coding, it's actually decoding.
The platform kind of summary has a little AI TikTok plus a recalling tool for real life.
Yeah, and then there's a whole RAG pipeline too that doesn't have the
RAG is for recall. Yeah.
Yeah.